Leviticus chapter 1. And Yahweh called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, If any man of you brings an offering unto Yahweh, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before Yahweh and the priests. Aaron's sons shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And if his offering is of the flocks, namely of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male without blemish. And he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before Yahweh, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. And he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to Yahweh is of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. And the priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off his head and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it apart, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 2. And when any will offer a meat offering unto Yahweh, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take there out of his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire, of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. And if you bring an oblation of a meat offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour, mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if your oblation is a meat offering baked in a pan, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened, mingled with oil. You shall part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a meat offering. And if your oblation is a meat offering baked in the frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And you shall bring the meat offering that is made of these things unto Yahweh, and when it is presented to the priest, he shall bring it to the altar. And the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. No meat offering which you shall bring unto Yahweh shall be made with leaven, for you shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering of Yahweh made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, you shall offer them unto Yahweh, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savour. And every oblation of your meat offering shall you season with salt, neither shall you allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your meat offering. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. And if you offer a meat offering of your first fruits unto Yahweh, you shall offer for the meat offering of your first fruits green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And you shall put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 3. And if his oblation is a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offers it of the herd, whether it is a male or a female, he shall offer it without blemish before Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron's sons the priests shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, the fat that covers the inwards and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks and the lobe above the liver, with the kidneys it shall he take away. And Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar, upon the burnt sacrifice which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto Yahweh is of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offers a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it before Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron's son shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, the fat thereof, and the whole rump, it shall he take off hard by the backbone. And the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the lobe above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And if his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before Yahweh. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it, and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the lobe above the liver, with the kidneys it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, for a sweet savour, all the fat is Yahweh's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that you eat neither fat nor blood. Leviticus chapter 4. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of Yahweh concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them. If the priest that is anointed does sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bullock without blemish, unto Yahweh for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh, and shall lay his hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock before Yahweh. And the priest that is anointed shall take of the bullock's blood, and bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before Yahweh, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before Yahweh, which is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take off from it all the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the lobe above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. As it was taken off from the bullock of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar of the burnt offering, and the skin of the bullock and all his flesh, with his head and with his legs, and his inwards and his dung, even the whole bullock shall he carry forth outside the camp, to a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn him on the wood with fire, where the ashes are poured out shall he be burnt. And if the whole congregation of Israel sins through ignorance, and the thing be hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of Yahweh concerning things which should not be done, and are guilty, when the sin which they have sinned against it is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for the sin, and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the head of the bullock before Yahweh, and the bullock shall be killed before Yahweh. And the priest that is anointed shall bring of the bullock's blood to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in some of the blood, and sprinkle it seven times before Yahweh, even before the veil. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar which is before Yahweh, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take all his fat from him, and burn it upon the altar. And he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock for a sin offering. So shall he do with this, and the priest shall make an atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall carry forth the bullock outside the camp, and burn him as he burnt the first bullock. It is a sin offering for the congregation. When a ruler has sinned and done something through ignorance against any of the commandments of Yahweh his God, concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty, or if his sin wherein he has sinned comes to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat, and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before Yahweh. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out his blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering, and he shall burn all his fat upon the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall make an atonement for him as concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if any one of the common people sins through ignorance, while he does somewhat against any of the commandments of Yahweh concerning things which ought not to be done, and is guilty, or if his sin which he has sinned comes to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has sinned, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour unto Yahweh, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And if he brings a lamb for a sin offering, he shall bring it a female without blemish. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and slay it for a sin offering in the place where they kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of the peace offerings and offerings, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar according to the offerings made by fire unto Yahweh, and the priest shall make an atonement for his sin that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus chapter 5. And if a soul sins and hears the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, if he does not tell it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if a soul touches any unclean thing, whether it is a carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and if it is hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touches the uncleanness of man, whatever uncleanness it is, that a man shall be defiled therewith, and is hidden from him, when he knows of it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a soul swears, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man shall pronounce with an oath, and it is hidden from him, when he knows of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. And it shall be, when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto Yahweh for his sin, which he has sinned, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats, for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. And if he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass which he has committed two turtle doves or two young pigeons unto Yahweh, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off his head from his neck, but shall not divide it apart. And he shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second for a burnt offering, according to the manner, and the priest shall make an atonement for him for his sin, which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he is not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sins shall bring for his offering the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. Then shall he bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it, even a memorial thereof, and burn it on the altar, according to the offerings made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him as touching his sin, that he has sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him, and the remnant shall be the priest's as a meat offering. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, If a soul commits a trespass and sins through ignorance in the holy things of Yahweh, then he shall bring for his trespass unto Yahweh a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with your estimation by shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he has done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it to the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a soul sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of Yahweh, though he knew it not, yet is he guilty, and shall bear his iniquity. And he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock, with your estimation, for a trespass offering to the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance wherein he erred and knew it not, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 6. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, If a soul sins and commits a trespass against Yahweh, and lies to his neighbour in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or has deceived his neighbour, or has found that which was lost and lies concerning it, and swears falsely in any of these that a man does, sinning therein, then it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he has deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely, he shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it to him to whom it belongs in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto Yahweh, a ram without blemish out of the flock, with your estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before Yahweh, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he has done in trespassing therein. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night to the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire has consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall strip off his garments and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, it shall never go out. And this is the law of the meat offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before Yahweh, before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour, even the memorial of it unto Yahweh. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of the congregation they shall eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it to them for their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, as is the sin offering, and as the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. Every one that touches them shall be holy. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, This is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer unto Yahweh in the day when he is anointed, the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meat offering perpetual, half of it in the morning, and half thereof at night. In a pan it shall be made with oil, and when it is baked you shall bring it in, and the baked pieces of the meat offering shall you offer for a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And the priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statute for ever unto Yahweh. It shall be wholly burnt. For every meat offering for the priest shall be wholly burnt. It shall not be eaten. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is the law of sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before Yahweh. It is most holy. The priest that offers it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. Whatever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy, and when there is sprinkled of the blood thereof upon any garment, you shall wash that on which it was sprinkled in the holy place. But the earthen vessel wherein it is boiled shall be broken, and if it is boiled in a brazen pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among the priests shall eat thereof, it is most holy. And no sin offering whereof any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile therewith in the holy place shall be eaten, it shall be burnt in the fire. Leviticus chapter 7. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering shall they kill the trespass offering, and the blood thereof shall he sprinkle round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the lobe that is above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy. As the sin offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them. The priest that makes atonement therewith shall have it. And the priest that offers any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered. And all the meat offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan, shall be the priest's that offers it. And every meat offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto Yahweh. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto Yahweh, and it shall be the priest that sprinkles the blood of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings is eaten at all on the third day, then it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offers it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eats of it shall bear his iniquity. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire, and as for the flesh, all that are clean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man, or any unclean beast, or any abominable unclean thing, and eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which pertain unto Yahweh, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, You shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, or of sheep, or of goat. And the fat of the beast that dies of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but you shall in no wise eat of it. For whoever eats the fat of the beast of which men offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, even the soul that eats it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood, whether it is of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatever soul it is that eats any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, He that offers the sacrifice of his peace offerings unto Yahweh shall bring his oblation unto Yahweh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hand shall bring the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, the fat with the breast, it shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before Yahweh. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. And the right shoulder shall you give to the priest for a heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron that offers the blood of the peace offerings and the fat shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons, by a statute forever from among the children of Israel. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons, out of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister unto Yahweh in the priest's office, which Yahweh commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them, by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meat offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which Yahweh commanded Moses in Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations unto Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai.